When Jesus was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. And after they had fulfilled the days when they were returning, the boy Jesus remained in Jerusalem. And his parents did not know it, but thinking that he was in the caravan, they had come a day's journey before it occurred to them to look for him among their relatives and acquaintances. And not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem in search of him. And it came to pass after 3 days that they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who were listening to him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when they saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why hast thou done so to us? Behold, in sorrow thy father and I have been seeking thee." And he said to them, "How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" And they did not understand the word that he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. And his mother kept all these things carefully in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and grace before God and men. And thus are the words of tonight's Holy Gospel. I want to say a word about the Gospel tonight, particularly on this line. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. You know, the humility of our God is remarkable in the Incarnation. We think certainly of his passion and his death, but also the daily humility of the Lord, who runs the universe, who set the stars in their course, who speaks and it is so, and yet he humbles himself to be among us almost in an unknown way. Is that today one of the texts that was sung says, "Truly you are a God who is hidden among us." So it is that the Lord hides and covers his glory. He lives among us and is considered by most to be an ordinary man, even though he is God and Lord. And it says here in this text that he humbled himself and submitted himself to his parents' authority in Nazareth. Now, this is a remarkable thing, but it's also an instructive thing. Because the Lord is trying to show us that what we are called to do is a way to sanctity. Now today, I think many of us have concerned what I'm about to share with you about the lack of respect and honor and submission that we see among many young children today. We live in a culture which has often said to our children, "People in authority are stupid. They don't know what they're talking about. You can rebel against your parents." Much of the music I grew up with in the 60s and 70s said the same thing. Basically, shake your fist at authority and rebel against authority, throw over tradition, and don't listen to old people. By which they meant anybody over 25. Well, again, a grave sin and a very unbiblical way of thinking. Over and over again, the scriptures insist that young people, children, must honor, respect, and obey their parents. Certainly in the commandment that we should honor our father and mother. But even beyond this, over and over again, for example, in the book of Sirach, it says that God sets a father in honor and authority over his children. The Lord confirms a mother's authority over her children. Over and over again, the scriptures insist that children must learn to be submitted to their parents' authority, that they must obey their elders, and by extension, all lawful authority. In our culture today, though, we have discovered that many children have not learned this lesson. They are bold to their elders. They are disrespectful and not obedient and not submitted to their parents. I think of some stories that come to mind. Some time ago, a few years ago, I was in, I think, one of these stores, like a 7-Eleven or something, and there was a young child, probably about 8 or 9, maybe 10 years old, and an older man, an older black gentleman behind the, at the cash register, and he was having trouble understanding the child who was mumbling. And at some point, the child said to that older man, who was probably in his late 60s or early 70s, he said, "Shut up, old man, and do what I said." And I was wearing my priest collar at the time, and I said to him, "You are never to speak to an elder in this way. You are an adult. He is an adult, and you are a child. Never speak to your elders in this way." And then he dissed me. No good deed goes unpunished. But again, unfortunately today, many children have been taught this by the culture. They have never been taught that they are to reverence and respect their elders, to obey them in all lawful things. Certainly, they have not been taught to obey their parents, not by the culture. The typical sitcom basically presents, if it does present a family, the parents are idiots, completely stupid, and the children are basically running the show. This is because most of these sitcoms are actually targeted to a youth audience. And we're all sitting there, we laugh, ha ha ha, it's not funny. I remember when I was a child that my father would not permit us to watch the Flintstones. Now that's pretty mild compared to many things today, you'd admit. But my father said, "This cartoon makes adults look like idiots. And I do not want my children to be watching something which makes adults look stupid. Because it will not help them to respect their elders." Well, after a steady diet of idiotic adults on TV, in the music, in the movies, children begin to lose their respect. So even when they're not being explicitly taught to disobey their parents or disrespect their elders, it's implicit in the sceneries of all these things. And then, of course, there are, again, as I say, many things in the music, in the popular culture, which explicitly teach young people to disrespect authority. Again, we need to recover a biblical sense of how important obedience toward parents and elders is. I'll get to why in just a moment, but one other final reflection I might want to just give you is that I have been a pastor and a priest now for about 20 years, and I've always been in a parish with a school up until this past year. And one of the biggest problems that we face is that children do not, and most of them, unfortunately, do not obey. You have to tell them 15 times and they stamp their feet and they pout and there's no, they have no idea that they're supposed to obey. Now I know children have always had kind of a pouty tendency, but the boldness in which they get into adult space today is very remarkable and very problematic and very troubling. And again, I have to sometimes take them aside. And I remember going into the classroom when we were having a lot of problems in our school a couple years ago with disobedience, teaching the children this refrain. I said, "Children, repeat after me. I am a child. My teacher is an adult." It does not easily connect. Again, the scriptures are clear. The Lord sets a father in honor over his children. The Lord confirms a mother's authority over her children. The book of Sirach. It's amazing in the Old Testament that to disrespect one's parent would carry with it the death penalty. The scriptures actually said that a child who upbraided their parent could lawfully be put to death. Now, thank God it wasn't usually invoked. But just demonstrating again the seriousness with which God gives this command. The fact that our Lord today is giving us this example, that He, who is the Lord of all creation, yet submits Himself to His parents' authority, is very important for us. Now finally then, why is it so important that children obey? And He, not only their parents, but also all of those who are in the place of parents above them, all authorities in their life. It is important because this is the way that one generation hands on its wisdom to the next. Without respect, there can be no teaching. And without teaching, culture and the basic pillars of society begin to crumble. Those of us who have a wisdom to hand on to our children that comes from God must be able to command respect from our children so that they will treat us seriously, listen carefully, and heed what we say. Without this, we are not able to hand on the teachings of God, the teachings of basic wisdom that we have learned through our life and learned from our parents. Without respect, there can be no teaching and there can be no tradition. And again, we see today, with the lack of respect that is so common in our culture, how disconnected many of us are from the traditions that have gone before us. I'm 47 years old, and I would say that I was raised in a very rebellious time. So this isn't true of just some of the youngest among us. But even people who are more middle-aged, such as myself in my late 40s, have had trouble receiving from the past because we came through a very rebellious culture that would not listen. If it's old, it's old-fashioned. It must be wrong. That's what was in the climate when I was growing up. Just because it was old, it should be laughed at and pitched overboard. Traditions begin to crumble, and the basic pillars and the basic wisdom of the human family are lost, pitched overboard by a rebellious generation who is then condemned to repeat the most awful mistakes of the past. Without respect for elders, there can be no teaching, there can be no tradition, and things begin to crumble. Parents, grandparents, command your children. Command respect. Insist upon it. Teach it. Punish disrespect appropriately. But insist upon it. Without it, there can be no teaching. Without teaching, there can be no handing on, no tradition. And the children grow up and are lost, uprooted from the wisdom of the past, walking blind with no one to show them the way because they think they know everything. And so it is that we've got to learn and get back to this truth, that we've got to command respect from our children and our grandchildren. If we do not command them, somebody else will. It may be the drug pusher. It may be the peer pressure. It may be the police officer arresting them. But someone will command our children if we do not. We must do this commanding with love. Our children must know that we love them. But we must be clear. Jesus submitted Himself to His parents' authority. It is a God-like thing to do for a child to be lawfully and properly submitted to their parents and to their elders. Without it, they can be lost. But with it, they can learn, surround themselves with teachers who they can respect and learn from. And the chief educator of every child is their parent. So again, We may laugh today and make light the idea that there should be proper respect for authority. Our culture makes light of it. We should take it very seriously for all the reasons I've just stated. Without it, we become uprooted, cut off from our own past. Amen.